Talk to just about anyone in the crowd of libertarians that meets every other Wednesday at an Irish pub in Denver, and they'll chew your ear off about how a huge federal government infringes on personal liberties. So it was no surprise that a Democratic president with a big health care proposal in the works wasn't going to find many fans here.
Why don't you fix that?
Yeah, fix that.
But this crowd was displeased even when Mr. Obama offered a nod to his former Republican opponent John McCain and praised his plan to offer low-cost insurance to people with pre-existing conditions. Amanda Tarisi is president of this social group called Liberty on the Rocks. She's mystified by the president's efforts to make it illegal for insurance companies to deny coverage because of pre-existing conditions.
But the idea is that it's health insurance. And the whole concept of insurance is that you get it before you become sick or before something happens to you. It'd be the equivalent of not having any car insurance, hitting a tree, and then calling Geico saying that you want to sign up. It doesn't make sense.
There was one point during President Obama's speech that had a few heads here nodding in affirmation. Mr. Obama offered a slight concession to those who've called for reforming medical malpractice laws. But even on that point, T.L. James of Conifer, Colorado, says he's skeptical the White House will make any real changes.
The tort lawyers form an important part of the Democratic power base, their funding base for their elections. There is no way that he's going to do anything that's going to turn them away from the Democratic Party.
In general, the small government advocates who came to this pub to watch the speech left with the same ideas they brought with them. Orrin Ray lives in the Denver suburb of Highlands Ranch.
I don't think the president has really changed anybody's mind tonight with his speech, to be honest with you.
Including yours.
Including me.
Folks here say what they want for health care isn't even being discussed. That's less government regulation and more competition so people have a variety of choices. One example, they say, would be to relax regulations and allow insurance companies to conduct business across state lines. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.